found it. This is the Tidbits Podcast with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Well, here we are, a hump day edition of Tidbits, a Wednesday, 27th day of March, Matthew, 27 days.
I figured you'd be very tired this morning.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
Got a phone call from my cousin, Teddy.
Teddy. I forgot about cousin Teddy. Yeah.
He lives out in Ocean City.
Oh, okay.
And, well, he just wanted to get together. We haven't seen each other.
Right.
Sent me some money. I flew out.
Hey.
You know, flew back on the red eye. Hmm. So we visited, and I told him, Teddy, I got to get going. I got to work. I did stop, though, at...
Oh, yeah? Where'd you stop?
No, we're doing this because
someone did
in New Jersey has won $1.13 billion. Mm. The winning numbers, and they look like winners. Didn't we have these?
Yeah.
7-Eleven?
Yeah. Yeah.
22, 29, 38, and the gold mega ball, 4. That jackpot's the fifth largest in the lottery's history. That new billionaire. Hi, meet my friend Matt. He's a billionaire. They can take the annual payments or a one-time lump sum, that estimated at $537.5 million. Of course, you'd be taxed on that.
Yep.
I think a lot of people think, well, man, but you're going to pay tax on that.
Right.
So again, split that about in half, and that's what you'll end up with.
Sure.
Now, 13 players, 13 of them. Hmm. California had one, Colorado, Florida had two, Georgia, Illinois. The Hoosier State has a millionaire.
Wow.
Michigan, New York had two, Ohio. They matched all five white balls for $1 million. So maybe I just went to the Quick Mart and I'm fibbing, and maybe I never even bought a ticket. So
I didn't either.
If you don't buy one, you'll never stand a chance of winning. So no, I didn't buy a ticket. But check yours, you might be a millionaire. Doesn't say where they're sold. By the way, a study finds that Delaware has the highest number of Powerball winners per residence of any state.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Doesn't seem like we ever hear Delaware. I don't, you know, it
no.
must be just the total winnings as a whole.
Yeah.
Smaller prizes.
Yeah.
Followed by New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and who'd guess it? Indiana.
Indiana is number 4. Wow. So, yeah, that's got to be just.
Got to be all prizes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you go to any Quick Mart where you get your gas, yes. okay, and you always see someone buying tickets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, it's just, now this would be Powerball. So these are winners combined, you know, whether it be $2, $4. Mm-hmm. We probably have a lot of $2, $4 winners in the Hoosier State.
I'm sure we do.
Because we're lottery hungry.
Yeah.
It appears as though we truly are. lottery geeks analyze the numbers.
But if you look, most of it is just right in the middle of the country.
Yeah. That's our entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Delaware, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, the Hoosier State, followed by Missouri, Nebraska, West Virginia. They're miserable there from all the stories we hear.
They're just trying to find a better life.
Get out of there. Kansas, Minnesota, and Kentucky. Yeah, most of it's right in the heartland.
Yep.
We love our lottery.
Apparently.
And quite honestly, I never really ever thought Indiana would ever get a lottery.
Yeah.
Because we're so very, very super conservative.
It was a big deal when it happened, right?
Because, you know, of course, everybody was always going to Illinois. They always had a runner. Remember?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it was
factories and stuff. They had a runner.
When did Indiana get its lottery?
It was in the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
Late 80s.
When did?
But up to that point, you know, you were always having a runner. Like if you worked at Delco, Chrysler, there was a guy that ran over there and bought those group tickets for everybody.
Right.
You put your money in there every week, and Bobby Joe goes over to Illinois. That's how you say it, Illinois.
Illinois. In 1988, state voters approved by 62% a constitutional amendment lifting the lottery ban. Indiana legislators authorized the state lottery, along with pari-mutuel betting on horse racing, in May 1989. The first scratch-off game, Hoosier Millionaire, went on sale in October.
There you go.
So,
and we had the television show, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that was a pretty good television show.
Yeah.
Good prices, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Illinois also had their own television show, and I saw it a few times.
Yeah.
And ours seemed to be much better than theirs. They were tighter on the
We had Mark Patrick as our host. Yeah.
And, I mean, that was big doings.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty popular for quite a while, and then it just kind of tapered off. And,
yeah.
And Logansport had a millionaire.
Yeah.
On that show. So, anyway, we do like our lottery. There's no doubt. Just to look.
I forgot numbers. About the runner thing, though, because I remember.
Oh, they all. Yeah,
I remember my parents.
Get your $2 in. Or
yeah. I remember my parents getting in on that kind of stuff.
You know, and somebody was running somewhere to go get those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you got to play the lottery. It was always the Illinois lottery because they always seem to. Doesn't seem like they're so good anymore because I think they about went bankrupt. Mm. They had some issues.
Yeah, they had some issues. So wasn't okay. The big deal with our lottery was it was supposed to pay for education stuff.
Oh, it covered.
It was supposed to pay for roads,
police,
right?
Pensions,
yeah.
Teachers.
Yeah. Is that happening? Is that really a thing?
I mean, we seem to have an awful lot of extra taxes, you know.
Right.
Doesn't seem to be covering much to me, but I don't know.
Where does...
Who watches all this stuff? There's got to be somebody in charge of it, and I'm sure they're doing it. You know, the proceeds, you know, I don't know what the total proceeds would be. It's supposed to be part of the PERF.
So for over 30 years, okay. Hoosier Lottery funds have supported local police and firefighter pensions, the Teachers Retirement Fund, and the Lottery Surplus Fund.
So what's the surplus fund?
I don't know.
Is it the extra dose? Oh, okay, we can make payment this. Because that happened to Illinois. I think they just didn't have the money. They had too many winners, and they ran out of surplus.
So, okay. Okay, the surplus revenue from the Lottery Commission's Administration Trust Fund is distributed in the following manner.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. $30 million annually to the Public Employees Retirement Fund.
Okay, that's
the
PERF.
Yeah. $30 million annually to the Teachers Retirement Fund.
Okay, that's $60 million so far.
Remaining funds are deposited into the Lottery Surplus Fund.
Okay.
But I don't know what happens with that money.
Okay. No one knows. No one knows. Somebody, you know.
Well, that's where they just dip in whatever they need.
See, we got to start that rumor. All it takes is a rumor.
Oh, yeah.
And it could start right here.
Yep.
And everybody's going to listen to it, and they'll believe it. Okay.
They're all a bunch of fat cats going back to the cookie jar.
That's the way you talk when you're older and a wise guy. And you know it all.
And you know it all.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the key. You got to know it all.
Once you hit 65 plus, your voice turns into that. Okay. And you know it all.
Absolutely.
While you're drinking your discounted coffee at a local restaurant. Now, I saw somebody before we take a break here for news that laid out all these various restaurants and discounts for seniors, basically those 60 and older.
Really?
There's quite a few.
Yeah.
You know, it even goes back to, I think, some of them start at 55. You know, that's very...
Sure.
But 60, 62, and 65 are magic numbers.
Hmm.
And, you know, if you follow, you could get, you know, 20% discounts of this.
Wow.
I mean, you know, they're out there.
Is that just locally or?
Well, it's all over.
Really?
All over the country.
Wow.
So if you've got, if you're longer in the tooth, start throwing that out there. You got discounts. Matt, give us the voice you need, though.
I'm a senior.
Ladies, you got to get that voice, too.
That's right. Well, I'm a senior. Where's my discount? Then you got to compare.
Yeah.
Well, over at blah, 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 I only pay. And it's the same thing, ain't it?
So there you go. We'll help you on this program.
That's right.
But you got to ask. They're not going to just give them to you.
That's right.
So, you know, be sure you throw it out there. Most places do offer some sort of discounts for seniors. Some like free coffee.
Yeah.
You know, and you know how much a cup of Joe is anymore.
Right? I would imagine, though, the first couple times you ask for the senior, it would be kind of, I don't know if embarrassing is the right word.
Well,
you know,
if you know, but do you say it at the speaker if you're a drive up? By the way, I'm 62.
Or I guess you're just gonna.
There may be thousands upon thousands of dollars of unclaimed senior discounts people aren't taking.
There could be
travel discounts. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. So be proud that you're longer in the tooth.
That's right.
And then, you know, maybe if you look really young like me.
Hmm. Yeah, it's producer identification.
Yeah, they'll, you know. Of course, they still do that to buy smokes. Well, you got to be kidding me, okay?
Right.
Do I look like...
Yeah.
What is the age now? Is it 21?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think, isn't it 18 for smokes? I don't know, but... I mean, for heaven's sakes, you know, if I look like this at 18, heaven help me. Okay, it's just...
You have bigger issues than cigarettes.
It is 6:33. Let's check news with Karen.
This is Tidbits.
Well, again, if you are a little weary, but you bought tickets for the lottery drawing last night, check them. Somebody here in the Hoosier State's got a million. We don't have a billionaire.
No, but we have another millionaire.
Because we're number four on the list.
That's right.
We play a lot of lottery and scratch-offs and anything else you can find. You know, I hang out in a bar that's got the eggs in a jar for me.
From the late 60s, it's just... You
know, who eats those, okay? You got to be hard up for something.
You really do.
You know?
You really do.
Because they stink.
Yeah.
Okay. But I know a lot of people there, since Indiana also cleared the way for bars, because it used to be a no-no, a secret, okay? If you had the pull tabs and other, you know, it was a secret.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You couldn't do it. Well, you can now. You have been for quite some time, and where I go, man, they just play the heck out of that.
So how does that work?
Well, they're dollar tickets.
Okay.
And Matthew, you can win 100.
What?
All right. So
okay.
And some of them are more.
Oh.
Okay. You could win maybe 500.
Dang.
Okay, on a dollar.
Wow.
But you buy those and then you peel them off.
Okay.
And that's all they do. They sit in the. And there's piles, okay? They bring something for them to dump all the bad ones in because they've played so many.
And it's a dollar?
A dollar.
A dollar a thing.
Dollar a ticket.
And so how many pull tabs are on a ticket?
Well, they're just separate tickets. There's a whole jug full of them. And the bartender reaches in there and pulls out whatever. Okay. Unless it's a specific game.
Oh, okay.
Like Gusher. Say, I know these, okay?
But if you pay
they're
a dollar,
in a row.
So if you pay a dollar, you only get one
ticket.
Tab. Okay, gotcha.
One ticket for a dollar.
And one ticket has one tab.
Well, you've got like maybe four on there you peel.
Okay, peel. Okay.
You're only going to have one winner on per ticket, but
sure. They
make you peel four or five things. I take my time, okay, because my $5, okay, is pretty bad. So you go slow.
So, yeah,
you enjoy the peel.
You savor it, yeah.
Now, some are just... I mean, they're just, they get 10 tickets, they're done in like 2.8 seconds.
Sure.
It's unreal. But just that alone, generating that kind of, you know, we're starved to try to win money.
Have you won money on this thing?
I have, but not, I mean, I lose more than I win.
Right.
And I'll share with somebody. See, I always think, hey, a buddy, I'll go with a buddy. We'll do 10 apiece. That gives us 20 opportunities, okay? You know?
Right.
So you go to the buddy system.
Right.
And then you try that. Now, back in the day, only clubs could do those.
Mm.
So you went to the club. That was the benefit of going to the club.
The Eagles or the Moose or whatever.
It was legal for them.
Okay.
But not for the average bar.
Gotcha.
Now they're going to change this stuff. We've talked about that with, you know, the happy hour. Mm. That's coming back.
Yeah.
That's been gone for a long while.
Yes, it has.
And that will allow folks to set different prices at various times of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana said, but that's not right. You're allowing people to get drunk and crocked at 2 p.m. But it's okay now.
It's fine now.
And take it with you. They've implemented that.
Right.
I don't know. So anyway, like I said before, though, and she heard later, the place I go, no worries about any discounts.
Okay. It's happy hour all the time. We have the same prices.
Oh, it's always happy.
It's always the same price all the time.
That's the happiest place on earth.
Oh, I'm sure. So what do you think? What do you think it would have been like? I mean, back in the day, the heyday of the club.
Okay.
Right?
Because they were pretty hot into the 60s, 70s.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. I mean, if you wanted to be in, if you wanted to be somebody, you had to join, you know, the Elks, the Moose, you were in the, you know, whatever.
Manticore or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, and it wasn't cheap.
No.
At least like the Elks.
Yeah.
You know, now they're a little lower now. You know, it's hard getting members. You know, it's all there is to it. But, I mean, you know, it was a good chunk of change to be a member. And it was a privilege and an honor to go there, okay? Yeah. You dolled up. You put on your best. You went in there. You had dinner.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hung out. You went to the meetings.
You got pins. You got hats. I mean,
you and I should have been Shriners.
We should have been. We absolutely
could have been on the bike club.
Yeah, the little.
We could have rode in parades.
We could have. Sorry, boss, I can't work this. I'm a Shriner. We could have said that.
And they do wonderful things.
Oh, without question. Without question, they do wonderful things. I remember when, you know, my Uncle John was big into the Elks. And, you know, Uncle John had some money, though.
Yeah,
and he talked my dad into doing it.
Okay, so he joined the Elks.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say even back in the 80s, it was like $100 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like, it was expensive. And you had to eat there.
Now it's like 40 bucks a year.
But like you in Kokomo, at least, you had to eat there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Twice a month, I think.
Why so many rules?
You had to attend meetings. And, I think my dad was like, I'm done with this.
See,
I
mean, you quit. You know, there's too many requirements. You know.
But if I had to guess, the members were, you know, we gotta get more guys in here. Yeah. So they were probably pressured
to go.
That's
probably,
You know.
But now it's like, I'm sure it's about 40 bucks a year. Okay. A year.
Yeah.
So that's how much things have changed. I mean, that was elite stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And you went to any of those lodges, Mooses, Eagles, they were always busy, And now, you know, we can't even have an Eagles anymore here.
That's right.
It's like.
But it's not like we're special to that. I mean, it's like that across the board. I mean,
they're just, it's hard to get people. VFWs, American Legions.
The Knights of Columbus.
You know, I mean we lost that. That's gone. Now, we got the American Legion and the VFW locally, and they do a lot of things. They do. But the veterans are the ones that just aren't, you know, I mean, the young veteran. Hmm. Back in the day, you came home. You were at WW2, and you came home, and you went to those places.
Yeah.
And they were, even in my time frame since I've been around, these lodges locally, we did a veteran deal back in the early 90s. Honoring World War II veterans. It was packed. That place was packed full of veterans.
Yeah.
And now most of them are gone.
Yep.
And these young guys that have been in the service, they don't want to hang out in there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like couple of guys at the bar peeling tabs. Okay. And they've been in there for 4 or 5 hours. You know, and it's just.
Or are they a part of it? They just don't go to the bar every day. I mean, is that?
Well, I don't know. But it used to be. I mean, that was the place you hung out. That was your place. You know, you're a veteran. You're going to hang out in there. And, you know, it's just. But times change. Mm-hmm. And I know all these lodges, and so they're having hard times getting people.
Right.
So join a lodge, okay?
Or create your own.
Yeah. Well, Matt and I will make one. Make a bar out of a cardboard box, offer you a mad dog. And
mad dog.
Now, I wish this was in effect for us. This says companies are paying as much as a 36% premium to workers who return to their desk 5 days a week. 36%.
Wow.
The average annual salary. And again, everybody makes more than I do. Offered.
Literally everybody. Literally everybody.
Fully in office roles, $82,037.
Gosh. The annual salary offered.
That's a hefty increase from last year's average paycheck of $59,085.
Wow.
So that is a big increase.
That's a giant increase.
That, according to ZipRecruiter, workers in hybrid roles haven't experienced such a year-over-year increase. They're raking in on average, and again, everybody makes more than we do, just under 60.
Man.
The conclusion? People demand higher pay increases for fully in-office jobs.
I thought we were going to move towards...
See?
You know what I mean?
You were on that bandwagon.
No, I was just saying... You know, was the future going to look like that? Because companies now, hey, if I don't have to pay for a building and office space, you can still get your work done from home. You know, they'd save money and pay you more. Right.
But that's not what they like.
But I guess now we want you back here.
I don't think I have, at my age now, the desire to work from home. I'd slough off too much. If I did my on-air job at home, I'd be in a recliner. Laying down, I wouldn't be fully focused.
Sure. I do a lot from home.
See?
I do a lot from home.
And it's convenient.
Yeah.
But, you know, for me...
Fun fact, every piece of production you hear my voice on, I do from my house.
From your kitchen table.
No, it's not from the kitchen table.
There you are. You just sit down there. You have a bowl of oat bran.
That's right. Bowl of oat bran.
Your glass of orange juice and an extra glass of milk, because that's a nutritious
breakfast. That's a balanced breakfast. But, I mean, I do a lot from home.
Okay.
I plan on working from home today.
Okay.
So.
I, on the other hand, like a place to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's just built in me.
Now, if I really, really need to be productive, I will usually go to the coffee shop and work there.
All right. But that doesn't involve voice work.
No.
That's just focus and... You know,
yeah, if I'm writing or whatever.
And the smell. Probably the coffee shop smell. It
smells amazing.
Yeah. And makes your brain work better.
Yeah.
Good move, Matt.
No. Also, when I'm in public, I tend not to fall asleep at my computer. So. In public. So there's that.
At home. That's what I'd be at home. I wouldn't be productive. It's too many things you can do.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm hungry. It's easy to just go to your refrigerator or, you know, I'm sleepy. I'll take a little nap. Okay. And I would just never get any. Our job doesn't allow you really to nap. But if you were an office worker, it'd be awfully easy just to say, well, I'll do that in a minute.
Sure.
Now.
But again, you know, if you're working from home and if you're getting your task done, what's it matter? If you do it, whatever. I mean.
I'm afraid my workload, I'd decrease if I work. I just would. Now, we have one of these, a Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Here in Logansport. They're going to raise their price cap to $7. So now it should be called $7 Tree.
Wow.
Their CEO, Rick Drelling, said, "We expect to expand our multiple price assortment by over 300 items. At price points ranging from a buck and a half, so not anything a buck,
no,
to seven.
Hmm.
Back a couple of years ago, the company raised the base profit of items from a buck to a buck and a quarter. Last June, they announced a $5 cap. Now
this is going up at a
rapid,
scary rate.
Yes. Officials from the company say the increase in prices reflects a wealthier customer base. And again, here
does
we
it,
go.
Does it really reflect a wealthier customer base? Or is it, well, everyone else is raising, so why can't we? Is that more what it is?
And that's the voice of the manager CEO. He's kind of an old man, too. Yeah. It says the fastest growing demographic.
Well, if Wendy's is raising theirs, then I'm going to raise mine. Charging $9 a burger.
Now, again, listen to this demographic.
All right.
Fastest growing demographic, north of $125,000 a year. Now, come on, okay? Here in Logansport, Indiana, okay? We're in the Hoosier State. We love the lottery, okay? $125,000 a year income. That's what they're basing their demographic on?
Now, is that for
that's not
family,
here.
Is that a household? I mean,
even here, two workers, you're going to be pushed to make that.
Oh, 100%, yeah. I mean,
now, how are they coming up with that demographic in these small towns like this? You know, $7. What are you paying $7 for? A brush? You know, I mean, what have they got in? I've been in there, and it's like nothing really attracts me. Well, do I go in there and buy birthday gift wrap paper? Do I get my helium-filled balloon there? You know, yes. I mean, what do you get there? What on earth is going to be $7 in that place?
Now, you're getting Dollar Tree and Dollar General confused?
No, Dollar Tree. Okay. I've been in there.
All right.
Dollar General, again. I remember their ad years ago. Who says a dollar? Don't buy much anymore. Every day's a dollar day at the Dollar General store. A dollar, okay? Well, it's not anything.
You can't remember anybody's name.
No. You give me a jingle.
You can pull that out and just no problem.
Give me a jingle or a song. Okay.
And you're good to go.
Anything radio or television related. Okay. You know, if I meet somebody 3 minutes from now, I won't remember them. Why do I remember that stuff?
You tell me, man. You tell me.
So anyway, $7. I haven't been in one for a while, but I know people that just love those places. Dollar Trees.
Oh, yeah.
Dollar Generals.
Absolutely.
Family Dollars.
Absolutely.
I mean, look at us in this town alone. How many Dollar Generals do we have? Five? I think so. Somewhere around five.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe six. I don't know. They're all over the place. And people are there. They go to them. That's where I buy my produce. I don't. But it's convenient if you need milk. They've got it. Bread, they've got it. I like it. They've got the, what's it called? Bimbo. Bimbo bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like Bimbo bread.
All right.
It's pretty good. So anyway, there you go, man.
By the way.
Okay.
By the way, according to salary.com.
All right, here we go.
And I just looked this up.
Okay.
The average salary for Cass County, Indiana employees.
Okay.
All right.
Average. They're going to be lower and they're going to be higher than this. This is average.
So,
okay.
Are you sitting down for this?
All right, I'm sitting. I'm always sitting.
$77,319.
Come on!
That's just a quick surge.
Now,
come on.
How'd that get up there that high?
In 2021, Cass County had a population of 37,900 with a median age of 40.7 and a median household income, so right dead smack in the middle, 51,776.
Now that's household. That could be both working.
Yeah.
All right. So how's the salary end up at 70-some grand if the median household's 50?
I don't know.
See, something's amok. I don't see people making that kind of dough in this community. Oh, there are some. Just drive through the country.
Mm-hmm.
Take a ride through the country. Look at some of these beautiful homes.
You know, is that the thing, though, is that, you know, are we more of what's, you know, bedroom community? So people live here, but they work somewhere else making the money.
I suppose. You know,
making that much money. At,
maybe you go to Subaru.
In Chrysler, Subaru, wherever, you know.
You're certainly not coming here to this facility because we're on the low end of that scale, okay? So I just can't believe that.
Yeah.
That really makes me sick, okay? I'm not going to probably be able to make it through the rest of the day without throwing up.
Sorry, man.
Because of that.
Well, go play some pull tabs. Maybe you'll win some money and you'll feel better.
Get $100, I can retire.
That's walking money, baby.
I'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
This has been Tidbits with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We appreciate you listening, and we ask that you consider subscribing, leave a comment, leave a like, and thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again next time on Tidbits.